Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Maury from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a small survey. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah, I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
How likely are you to vote this November's elections for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
How will you rate the local economy? Excellent, not good, so good, or poor?
Hello? What's the step above? Hello?
Excellent, good, not good, or poor?
I don't know. Okay, where would it fall? It's all right. Could be better. Might could be worse.
Gotcha. When it comes to the overall economy, I will read you two statements. You will have to agree with one. Under President Biden, the Democrats are getting people more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower the drug price for seniors ever than before, and they care about helping people. Or under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation has skyrocketed, and the cost of buying a home is out of the reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Which one do you agree with, first or second?
First.
Okay, now I will name some people, and you will have to choose somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Donald Trump?
Highly unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Don Davis?
Favorable.
Roy Cooper?
Favorable.
Lori Buckout?
I don't know who that is.
Joe Biden?
Favorable.
If this year's elections were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Harris, 100%.
If this year's elections for governor were today, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, for North Carolina?
I would never, ever, ever, ever vote for Mark Robinson under no such thing. And
okay.
I always vote, but if he were the only one, I would
vote. In the elections for the U.S. Congress for your area, which candidate will you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey?
Don Davis.
Do you belong to a credit union?
Yes.
So which one of the four would you consider to be the primary financial institution in your life? Bank, credit union, or cash? Okay, I will have to read you some statements here, and you will have to rate very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so the credit union and other community development organizations can continue on serve local business and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and business loans. What do you think of that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral? It's about Don Davis, the Democrat.
Positive.
Okay, also says that Don Davis has taken actions to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for the Border Patrol, as well investing into more technology to stop illegal crossings. What do you think of that one?
This is about Don Davis.
Yes. All of these ones I'm reading are for Don Davis. So another one for Congressman passed a law to help families hold on to their family farms by, you know, providing free legal services that, you know, people need to navigate into the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies. So Don Davis has worked on that law. Do you think of that positive, somewhat positive, or neutral?
Positive.
Okay. Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small businesses loans because, unlike the nonprofit big national banks, the local credit unions keep all their money in their local community. What do you think of that one? Very positive or somewhat positive?
Positive.
Okay. Don Davis fights for armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircrafts to Seymour Johnson's Air Force Base, and he voted to pay increases for all services for the members, including a 15% pay increase. What do you think of that one?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay. Congressman Don Davis grew up working in a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina. He attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, and he's all of that and values, a lot of values that represents, you know, well in the area. What do you think of it?
Positive.
As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families, I mean, to get their health care benefits increased and more college loans. What do you think of that one?
Positive.
Okay. Congressman David is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card rewards programs. What do you
positive.
Think of that one?
Positive.
All right, so yeah. We're almost done here. Lastly, the other candidate for Congress, Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family that's decorated, and who was founded and successfully into the electronic warfare into the Congress. Her priorities will be to secure the border and the Second Amendment rights. What do you think of that one? Based on all the information you've heard about the candidates, which one do you support, Don Davis or Larry Bucca?
Don Davis.
Are you in between 18 to 39 of age or 40, between 54 or 55 and 64?
I'm 55. I'm all above all of that.
All right. Do you consider yourself American, African-American, or black?
Black.
Are you a member of the military or a veteran?
No.
Do you use Disney, Paramount Plus, YouTube, or ESPN?
I use most of those.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time. Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.